Back to your weather forecast. Plenty of sunshine today. High around 77. Caledonia Village Administrator Tom Christensen presenting his proposed 2017 budget to the Board of Trustees last night, calling this second budget more challenging than the first. He said he has presented a balanced budget to the trustees that addresses just some of the concerns within the village, like paying off some of the debt in tax incremental District 4. And with the new village hall set to open, he's proposing that the office portion of the existing structure be demolished and that a garage for village equipment be constructed in its place.
It would free up enough room for the highway equipment to be moved back to the current village hall site, and we would be able to begin purchasing next year trucks with wing plows, which would greatly improve our efficiency in snow removal.
And he noted that the budget includes $1.6 million worth of capital projects.
The typical capital items that we budget for in our levy, we don't borrow for capital items, typical capital items like cars and roads and things like that. So that's all part of the levy with us.
He's also proposing creation of a new position, Human Resources and Assistant Village Administrator, that to address the village's HR needs. There's also in the budget funding for a 2% across-the-board wage increase. The public hearing for the Caledonia budget will be 6 p.m. November the 21st. An attempt by a former Kenosha school board member, Kyle Flood, to bring up the Ash Whitaker transgender lawsuit at the annual electors meeting last night fell flat. It was rejected by those in attendance. Meanwhile, Chris Leipsky, a citizen member of the school board's finance committee, made a motion to increase the annual salary of board members from $4,500 to $6,500, first raise in 7 years, which was approved.
One of the reasons why I brought up this motion was it was my understanding, and that's why I wanted clarification, is that Racine Unified actually does get about $6,000 a year. Seeing that I've seen a lot of the hard work that you've actually done over the years I've been involved with school board, I felt that we at least should actually have yet the equal compensation to other school districts.
The electors also supporting a tax levy that calls for a property tax decrease thanks to more state aid and higher property values. There's a new report out today that finds the income gap between African-American and white workers has widened to its worst point in almost four decades. Here's Michael Descato.
The new Economic Policy Institute report shows that African-American men make 22% less than white men, and black women make 34.2% less. Black women also make 11.7% less than white women. The policy group concludes the main reason for this is racial discrimination. Wage growth has fallen short of productivity growth for all workers, but wages for black workers have grown more slowly than for whites. Michael Toscano, Washington.
And Kmart getting smaller again. Plans to close 64 stores nationwide, including one in Wisconsin in Hartford. Liquidation sales to start Thursday. Sites will be shutting their doors in mid-December. Just the most recent cuts by Kmart, whose parent company Sears Holdings announced earlier this year it would close 68 Kmart stores. Sears and Kmart have had challenges competing with other mass market chains and e-commerce sites, including Amazon. More arguments expected this afternoon in federal court in Milwaukee on a Tremper High School student's request to use the bathroom of his gender identity. Yesterday in court, the judge hearing the case refused to dismiss the lawsuit outright, indicating there was enough uncertainty in the current law to give the plaintiffs a plausible chance for success. However, Ash Whitaker's attorneys have to clear a much bigger hurdle just to secure a preliminary injunction against the district. The argument's taking place before Judge Pamela Pepper. Racine Unified, meanwhile, has yet to report, but Kenosha Unified has and says third Friday enrollment was down 332 students from last year, though that was expected. The district continuing to experience what it says is a community birth rate decline from 2009. The Kenosha School of Technology, the largest growth of any school, they continue expanding on their west campus. Just under 22,000 students in Kenosha Unified, the district expecting to remain the third largest in the state, behind Milwaukee and Madison. Racine Unified numbers supposed to be coming out soon. Last week, City of Racine engineer John Rooney indicated that two new roundabouts on reconstructed State Street would be opening up at the end of the month, and now it is official. Friday, September 30th, will be the date. The motoring public has had a chance to travel that new concrete heading towards Spring Street and Memorial Drive from the west. But Rooney says it all will open up on the 30th, about 6 months after the work began. He points out some final touches, including the planting of trees still needs to take place, but otherwise the long detour will be over and some new traffic patterns created. Illinois State Police say a seven-vehicle crash along I-94 in Gurnee injured eight people. This involves six passenger vehicles and one semi. It happened just south of Grand Avenue. One of the victims was critically hurt. Lanes shut down. The scene had to be cleared. It caused significant travel delays. More than 69,000 people expected to be hired for seasonal holiday jobs by Kohl's Corporation. The retailer says the jobs will be available at their stores, distribution and e-commerce centers, and credit operations all around the country. Kohl's hiring about the same number of seasonal workers last year. And word from Hollywood, Angelina Jolie, Brad Pitt breaking up. TMZ says Jolie has filed for divorce from Pitt, citing irreconcilable differences. Just a matter of time before the external changes began to show up. Now comes word the signs for the All Saints Hospital campus in Racine will be switching from Wheaton Franciscan to Ascension. The new formal name of the medical complex will be Ascension All Saints Hospital. The signs will be appearing over the next year and a half. Ascension, the largest nonprofit healthcare system in the country. A Class A liquor license proposed for a mobile gas station at 4433 22nd Avenue in Kenosha got denied by the city council last night because it's less than 300 feet from a church. Alderman Jesse Downing, though, disagreed with the licensing committee's unanimous vote, but Alderman Jan Mikowski talked about maintaining standards.
Gasoline alone is not a very good way to make a living with these businesses, and they almost all have to provide some product or service besides gasoline to make a profit and to make a living. On the other hand, you know, if we grant this license for alcohol, I can guarantee you just about every gas station in town is going to be coming to us and wanting a liquor license.
Alderman David Paff said he initially had his doubts, but a closer look at a petition supporting it contained what appeared to include a lot of customer names and not just residents near the business.
Many of these addresses are in Racine and Pleasant Prairie. Many of them live on 80th Avenue. This is in nowhere surrounding this particular business. So I do agree he probably gets customers from all over, and that's great. But putting a petition, say, on the counter and having people sign it, to me, isn't the same thing as going door-to-door and talking to the residents, which I did do.
Council vote was 14-2 in support of the committee's recommendation to deny the liquor license. Alderman LaMacchia and Downing opposed. State Department of Natural Resources is going to be collecting deer heads for chronic wasting disease surveillance testing in Walworth, Washington, and Waukesha counties. This during the archery and gun hunting seasons. Anybody harvesting an adult deer in either of those three counties asked to consider submitting a sample for CWD testing. Sample efforts in Walworth County will look at the disease intensity in the southeast area, which includes extension into northern Illinois. Police in Mount Pleasant still investigating a hit-and-run accident that involved three victims, two with injuries after initially getting called after 4:30 this morning to a possible drive-by shooting on Sheridan Road, north of Highway KR. One young man was found in the street with what was thought to have been at the time a gunshot wound to the face, another located with a leg injury, the third victim some minor injuries. As the investigation unfolded and police dealt with all three victims being intoxicated, they learned that this was a hit-and-run and that the offending vehicle, which may have been dark in color, had gone south on Highway 32. The Burlington Common Council is meeting at 6:30 tonight in Committee of the Whole. It's prior to the regular meeting. It's to deal with such issues as the proposed purchase of digital radios for the fire department, a deal with the county to involve a 10-year loan and payback totaling almost $135,500. Outdated radios would be replaced. And an engineering agreement with Caper & Associates and Traffic Analysis and Design. That to prepare a traffic operation and safety study for Pine Street and Milwaukee Avenue. That study being prompted in part by vehicles getting caught waiting to turn onto Pine Street. He's the owner of the National Hockey League's Minnesota Wild. He's resident Craig Leopold. He talked to a group of mostly Carthage College students last night at Siebert Chapel about sports marketing and management, but also mainly about hockey. While saying he would have no financial stake at a proposed downtown Racine Arena, Leopold said that he sold the Nashville Predators back in 2007 and bought the Wild in early 2009 for one reason: Nashville, not hockey in Minnesota.
I knew the owner pretty well. I knew that he was transitioning out. And so I decided that, this would be a great thing for myself and my family. It's closer to Wisconsin. And so I did it because, it's hockey in Minnesota.
And he noted analytics are big in baseball, also big now in the NHL.
It is very extensive. We now have five people, and we don't talk about this much because this is like secret stuff, all right? We don't want other teams to know how we analyze, their players. And but it is real. I've been in the room when we're trying to decide whether we get Eric Stahl or not. The statistics that we have available to us is mind-boggling.
Leopold acknowledging his Wild probably going to have to get past the Chicago Blackhawks in the playoffs, but he boasted a 5-0 record against them, wins all of last year. An early morning September 7th burglary to the Meadowbrook Country Club on North Green Bay Road in Mount Pleasant remains under investigation, and police are asking the public for some help. According to a news release from Crime Stoppers of Racine County, a window was broken to gain entry between 2:15 and 2:45 that morning. Whoever got inside took several items from different parts of the building. Anyone who might have some information is asked to call Crime Stoppers anonymously, 636-9330, or send a message through racine.crimestoppersweb.com or text RACS to 274637. There's a potential cash reward of up to $1,000. Well, when you think of a vehicle in a lake, it's usually one of those inland waterways, not Lake Michigan. But off Racine's shoreline near Pew Marina, a van was located yesterday afternoon by somebody fishing. The Racine County Sheriff's Department indicates it was a minivan about 65 yards from shore, had been there for some time based on the amount of algae. Turned out it had been stolen back in August. How and when it got into the water, questions still unanswered at this point, but anyone who might have some information is asked to call the Racine County Sheriff's Department at 636-3227. Drivers in West Virginia, the most likely to hit a deer this year, so says State Farm Insurance and the annual Animal Claim Study. It ranks the states by the potential for drivers to strike a deer, an elk, or a moose. Study says one out of every 41 West Virginia drivers will be filing an insurance claim for damage caused by hitting a deer this year. Montana comes in second, 1 in 58 drivers. Wisconsin, number 6 in the survey, with a 1 in 77 chance. Second annual Labor of Love Music Festival at Racine's Festival Park on Labor Day was hosted by Case Construction Equipment and was headlined by award-winning country music star Chris Young. It raised $10,000 for Team Rubicon, a disaster response group. The festival began as a way of connecting veterans with jobs and training in the skilled trades and supporting organizations to help achieve that goal. And a 62-year-old Brookfield man is out more than $71,000 after falling victim to scam artists claiming to be from the IRS, says he's speaking out in an effort to prevent other people from becoming victims. Our AccuWeather forecast is coming up. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.